Section 2. Studying Geography.
If you were there. Your parents are historians researching a city that disappeared long ago. You go with them to a library to help search for clues to the city's location and fate. While thumbing through a dusty old book, you find an ancient map stuck between two pages. Marked on the map are rivers, forests, mountains, and straight lines that look like roads. It is a map that shows the way to the lost city. How can this map help you find the city?
Building background. You have read how historians and archaeologists help us learn about the past. Another group of scholars, geographers, also contribute to our study of history. Studying places and people. When you hear about an event on the news, the first questions you ask may be, where did it happen? And who was there? Historians ask the same questions about events that happened in the past. That is why they need to study geography. Geography is the study of the Earth's physical and cultural features. These features include mountains, rivers, people, cities, and countries. Physical geography. Physical geography is the study of the Earth's land and features. People who work in this field are called physical geographers. They study landforms, the natural features of the land surface. Mountains, valleys, plains, and other such places are landforms. Physical geographers also study climate, the pattern of weather conditions in a certain area over a long period of time. Climate is not the same as weather. Weather is the conditions at a specific time and place. If you say that your city has cold winters, you are talking about climate. If you say it is below freezing and snowing today, you are talking about the weather. Climate affects many features of a region. For example, it affects plant life. Tropical rainforests require warm air and heavy rain, while a dry climate can create deserts. Climate also affects landforms. For example, constant wind can wear down mountains into flat plains. Although climate affects landforms, landforms can also affect climate. For example, the coast ranges in Northern California are mountains parallel to the Pacific coast. As air presses up against these mountains, it rises and cools. Any moisture that the air was carrying falls as rain. Meanwhile, on the opposite side of the range, the Central Valley stays dry. In this way, a mountain range creates two very different climates. Landforms and climate are part of a place's environment. The environment includes all the living and non-living things that affect life in an area. This includes the area's climate, land, water, plants, soil, animals, and other features. Human geography. The other branch of geography is human geography, the study of people and the places where they live. Specialists in human geography study many different things about people and their cultures. What kind of work do people do? How do they get their food? What are their homes like? What religions do they practice? Human geography also deals with how the environment affects people. For example, how do people who live near rivers protect themselves from floods? How do people who live in deserts survive? Do different environments affect the size of families? Do people in certain environments live longer? Why do some diseases spread easily in some environments, but not in others? As you can see, human geographers study many interesting questions about people and this planet. Studying location. Both physical and human geographers study location. Location is the exact description of where something is. Every place on Earth has a specific location. No two places in the world are exactly alike. Even small differences between places can lead to major differences in how people live. That is why geographers try to understand the effects that different locations have on human populations or groups of people. By comparing locations, geographers learn more about the factors that affected each of them. For example, they may study why a town grew in one location while a town nearby got smaller. Learning from maps. To study various locations, geographers use maps. A map is a drawing of an area. Some maps show physical features. Others show cities and the boundaries of states or countries. Most maps have symbols to show different things. For example, large dots often stand for cities. Blue lines show where rivers flow. Most maps also include a guide to show direction. People have been making maps for more than 4,000 years. Maps help with many activities. Planning battles, looking for new lands, and designing new city parks all require good maps. On the first day of class, you may have used a map of your school to find your classrooms. Learning about regions. Learning about regions is another key part of studying geography. A region is an area with one or more features that make it different from surrounding areas. These features may be physical, such as forests or grasslands. There may also be differences in climate. For example, a desert area is a type of region. Physical barriers, such as mountains and rivers, often form a region's boundaries. Human features can also define regions. An area with many cities is one type of region. An area with only farms is another type. Some regions are identified by the language that people there speak. Other regions are identified by the religion their people practice. Geography and history. Geography gives us important clues about the people and places that came before us. Like detectives, we can piece together a great deal of information about ancient cultures by knowing where people lived and what the area was like. Geography affects resources. An area's geography was critical to early settlements. People could survive only in areas where they could get enough food and water. Early people settled in places that were rich in resources, materials found in the earth that people need and value. All through history, people have used a variety of resources to meet their basic needs. In early times, essential resources included water, animals, fertile land, and stones for tools. Over time, people learned to use other resources, including metals such as copper, gold, and iron. Geography shapes cultures. Geography also influenced the early development of cultures. Early peoples, for example, developed vastly different cultures because of their environments. People who lived along rivers learned to make fish hooks and boats, while those far from rivers did not. People who lived near forests built homes from wood. In other areas, builders had to use mud or stone. Some people developed religious beliefs based on the geography of their area. For example, ancient Egyptians believed that the god Hapi controlled the Nile River. Geography also played a role in the growth of civilizations. The world's first societies formed along rivers. Crops grown on the fertile land along these rivers fed large populations. Some geographic features could also protect areas from invasion. A region surrounded by mountains or deserts, for example, was hard for attackers to reach. Geography influences history. Geography has helped shape history and has affected the growth of societies. People in areas with many natural resources could use their resources to get rich. They could build glorious cities and powerful armies. Features such as rivers also made trade easier. Many societies became rich by trading goods with other peoples. On the other hand, geography has also caused problems. Floods, for example, have killed millions of people. Lack of rainfall has brought deadly food shortages. Storms have wrecked ships and with them the hopes of conquerors. In the 1200s, for example, a people known as the Mongols tried to invade Japan. However, most of the Mongol ships were destroyed by a powerful storm. Japanese history may have been very different if the storm had not occurred. The relationship between geography and people has not been one-sided. For centuries, people have influenced their environments in positive and negative ways. People have planted millions of trees. They have created new lakes in the middle of deserts. But people have also created wastelands where forests once grew and built dams that flooded ancient cities. This interaction between humans and their environment has been a major factor in history. It continues today. Summary and preview. The field of geography includes physical geography and human geography. Geography has had a major influence on history. In the next chapter, you will learn how geography affected the first people. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions. Before moving on, your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the Social Studies Skills and Standards Review exercises. The Standards Assessment exercise will give you additional practice using what you've learned.